A presidential election year is a great opportunity for documentarians, filmmakers who love to chronicle the progress of candidates and characters who emerge in the battles for the White House. Documentaries are how we came to know James Carville and George Stephanopoulos, after all, in the War Room. It was a documentary that introduced many Americans to Republican operative Lee Atwater. But it is rare when a documentary film attempts to actually change, not chart, the course of an election. This film, 2016, Obama's America, from Dinesh D'Souza and John Sullivan, has hit theaters as Tropical Storm Isaac has hit southern Florida near the site of the GOP convention in Tampa. This film's message could be a storm for Democrats.
For a long time, I sat between the two graves and wept. The pain I felt was my father's pain. My questions were my brother's questions. Their struggle, my birthright.
Obama has a dream from his father, that the sins of colonialism be set right and America be downsized.
2016, Obama's America, that's a clip from it there, is already the highest grossing documentary this year, but it's nowhere near the gross of the mother of all election year documentaries, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, which tried to make an impact on the 2004 election.
In his first 8 months in office before September 11th, George W. Bush was on vacation, according to the Washington Post, 42% of the time.
I hit every shot good. People would say I wasn't working.
It was not surprising that Mr. Bush needed some time off. Being president is a lot of work.
$219 million, I believe, that Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 grossed. But it didn't have much of an impact on the 2004 election. George W. Bush was reelected. Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday. Co-host of the Movie Date podcast joins us to talk about this notion of documentary films having an impact on election campaigns. What do you think this genre is, and how would you rank or relate Fahrenheit 9/11 to Obama 2016?
You know, I mean, you bring up an interesting point about what this genre is. As a film critic, I feel like I keep trying to fish around for a term other than documentary, because
right.
It's almost a misnomer. These films aren't actually documenting anything.
They're
op-eds.
Polemics.
They're polemics. They're opinion pieces. You could almost go so far as to call them attack ads. Obama's America fits into that genre. I mean, this is not a documentary in the traditional sense. This is Dinesh D'Souza putting forth his theory about how the president's mind works and what's inside his brain.
Now, Michael Moore's film was very, very successful, but perhaps the reason it was successful is also the reason why it had no impact on the 2004 campaign. It basically spoke to people who were already convinced and wanted to hear that message, and Dinesh D'Souza may have found a chord with the same kinds of people who are unwilling to be convinced that Obama's future for America is anything but dismal.
Yeah. I mean, one thing about this film is that it really doesn't spend much time on the actual issues that I think most conservatives would want to hear about, and probably most swing voters as well. You know, Obama's job creation record, his policies in the Middle East, you know, the Wall Street bailouts. That stuff gets pretty short shrift. And what we're mostly getting here in this documentary is an idea that Obama is essentially almost like a fifth columnist. He's almost like some kind of foreignish agent that's here in America trying to bring down the country.
Or, as a film critic might say, a deeply motivated character with twisted psychological dimensions,
yes.
Right? Isn't that what you would say about a
yes,
fiction
perhaps.
Film?
Yes, perhaps. Not the most nuanced portrayal of a character, but that's what we're getting. And what it strikes me as is merely more fodder for those who are already looking for reasons to hate Obama. So I don't think they're not really attacking Obama on the issues necessarily in this film.
We've seen more cinematic techniques used in the kinds of media that's produced for both of these campaigns, in particularly super PAC produced long form campaign commercials. Can you distinguish between a campaign commercial's cinematic style and something like this? Are they fundamentally different?
I mean, it depends. It depends on whether you're talking about a pro or a con. I mean, one thing this film does is it uses a lot of the conspiracy thriller tropes that you'd see in something like a Bourne Legacy.
Hmm.
You know, the a lot of jagged handheld camera work during the interviews to, you know, build up a sense of tension and anxiety. A lot of the interviews, I'm not sure why, are done via cell phone, which I think just kind of gives this sense that, you know, there's some secrecy and some, you know, some networking and conspiracies going on. So they use these kind of tropes to heighten this sense of anxiety and fear in this movie.
Is there a plot? Is there a through line? Is it like an investigation, someone attempting to get to the bottom of something?
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza presents himself as a bit of a detective. He goes to Kenya. He goes to, I think, Indonesia. He goes to a few different countries armed with a copy of Obama's book, Dreams from My Father,
Is that where they get the voice of Obama from the audio book?
I'm assuming from the audio books. Yes, there's quite a bit of it in there, actually. And that, I think that's used as the text to sort of bolster Dinesh D'Souza's points. So he does present himself as trying to chase this both the ghost of Obama's father and the young man Obama, and how these two things dovetailed.
Why do you think it's been so successful? Why do you think audiences have responded? Did you get a chance to see any of those audiences as you witnessed this film?
I mean, I happened to go. I mean, I will say this film caught me by surprise. This film has not been widely publicized. It's been a real grassroots campaign on this film. So I went to a very late night screening in Manhattan. But I think it says something that here it is playing in Blue State, New York, Long Island, Manhattan, two regular mainstream multiplex theaters in Manhattan, not the place where you'd expect to find, you know, the most receptive audience to this. There were not many people at the showing I went to, but clearly the numbers don't lie. It was $9 million, I think,
indeed,
this weekend. So,
indeed.
Yeah.
And is it fair game or unfair?
I mean, to my mind, this is all it's unfair. It strikes me as a pretty low line of rhetoric to use. What it seems to me is that they're basically tarring Obama as some kind of a foreigner, not quite American enough. I think Dinesh D'Souza feels he's in a good position to do this because he's an Indian immigrant. He even compares his skin color to Obama's skin color at one point. But it's an emotional attack. It's not a fact based or an issues based attack. Which you could say the same thing about some of Michael Moore's things as well. So that's kind of where that movie is coming from.
Rafer Guzman on 2016 Obama's America did very well, a documentary on Barack Obama. Time to hit theaters just as the Republican National Convention begins. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.